Chris Fade Show.
Chris Fade Show. Chris Fade.
Greedy Mouth.
And Big Rossi.
My name's Chris.
My name's Breathy.
That's Rossi.
Whoa. It's always Chris, Breathy, and Rossi.
100%. Whoa.
Definitely puts a smile on my face.
Yes, this is the infamous Chris Fade Show.
That's what I really want.
Well, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live across the UAE. Good morning,
Yay!
601. I love a little technical difficulty.
Love it.
When the show hasn't started even. Good morning, good morning, good morning. A beautiful Friday morning, an easy Friday. Come on, let's get in and out of this and get into our weekend. Do you know what I mean? I think it's going to be absolutely fabulous. Good morning, Nala. Good morning, Eddie.
You're joking.
Oh, no.
Both late? Should we be worried?
Where are they? It's a big Friday show. That's the difference between us three.
No, what did I tell you? Stop saying that kind of stuff.
It's true, isn't it?
No, because we're never, like, we're always here. Like, no matter what's going on, one of us could have, like, a leg blown off and we're still coming in, guys.
That's true.
I'm coming in. I'm
remember when
up.
When I fractured my tailbone?
Yeah, I remember that. You came in.
Every day.
Do you remember when my child was giving birth? I came in.
That's true.
My child wasn't giving birth.
No.
My ex-wife was.
Giving birth to your child.
Maybe that's why she's my ex-wife, because I wasn't there when she was giving
birth.
You
know what? You're right. Nah. It could be.
No, I mean, well, you were here.
You got the call while you were
doing
the show.
Like, and then as soon as the baby was born, I still came back into work, like, the next morning. I didn't take any days off. I just did the whole thing.
Kiki.
Both of them.
Both.
Kiki and Nushi.
But I think you would do it differently now.
Nah, I still want to come in. I like it. Even today, like, you know, we get sick days. We're allowed to take them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to take them. Like, you know, sometimes I tell myself, just take a sick day.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, I'm going to miss the fun. I don't want to miss this. I like this.
We should take a sick day because, you know, the only reason I never used to take sick days is because the end of year party and you get those certificates on stage.
And awarded for no sick days is Ross Burrell.
For a great immune system. You are such a liar.
Wow.
That you the reason you don't want to take a sick day.
Why not?
Because you're afraid you're going to put it into the universe.
No.
And that something will happen. Do not lie to me.
Not at all.
I know you, Chris Fade.
No, I even debated it last night. I was like, Friday, have a little weekend. Come on, Chris, just take a day off, you know. My lower back's a little bit sore, just, you know.
Well, can I tell you something?
It's not really work, is it? Let's be honest.
It got skipped, the smile story for this morning. So there's this poll that suggests summer Fridays are the key to feeling happier work.
Yeah, I like that. Summer Fridays.
So 59% of working adults said that if their jobs offered being allowed a day off or short day, which we do here, but a day off on occasional Fridays during the summer, everyone would be much happier at work.
Well, you know those rumors about the four-day weekend?
Yeah, I know. I keep hearing that rumor.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Like Sharjah, you mean?
Yeah, a four-day working week.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay. Would you like to...
Who are you calling?
I'm calling Nala to see if they're coming in. Like, I mean, we're doing a show.
I spoke to Eddie this morning.
Do you want
to
have a sportsman's bet on the four-day working week?
You think that it's 100% we're going to have a four-day working week?
Yeah.
Hello?
Okay, we'll call you later.
Bye.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
All right, love you. We'll find out what's going on. Hold on. Well, that was serious. She was crying.
Yes.
I didn't know she was going to be crying on the radio.
Not surprised working with you. You've ground her down.
She mustn't be feeling well.
Something must have happened.
Okay, let's call her. We'll find out. We'll let you know what's going on with Nala if it's not too personal.
Well, that just went horribly wrong.
Give us a call, though. 04-871-5544.
Hold on. Have I got to answer them?
Rossi's answering the phones. There's no one here to answer them now. You're back to your career 4 years ago. Before we had budgets to have people answer the phones, we used to do it. All right. Give Rossi a call. 04-871-5544. I'm just going to call Nala back here. She's running late. Now, we called her earlier on, and it sounded like she was in tears. I'm going to just give her another call.
No, don't quickly do it just on the radio.
I didn't call her off the radio.
I think we should find out what's happening off the radio before you call on the radio.
No, it's fun like this.
It's not.
Everyone wants to know. I'm going to share it with everyone. It's better. I'm calling her from my phone again. Hold on.
This is not good.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, what's wrong? Is everything okay?
I got into a car accident.
Are you okay?
Are you okay?
I'm okay. It was a light one. It was just very scary because it was like morning and I had no internet to like report it and everything. But I'm okay.
Whose fault?
He hit me from the back.
Hit you from behind.
Mm-hmm. It was on a red light, like I was stopping, and he just
smashed you.
Yeah.
Is your neck okay?
I'm fine. I'm fine. It just went up, like, so my dad, it was next to my house, so my dad can, like, report it and everything, and I'm good. I'm just going to come down now. I just needed a bit to, like...
Can you send us a photo of the damage? I want to see how bad it is.
Rossi, believe her.
I am believing
her. Why would she lie about that?
Rossi never believes me. That's the issue.
Yeah, he never believes
me. Send us a photo, because now I've got a guy who can help.
That don't.
I already have it, like, insured, so they'll take care of it. But I will send you a picture if you're very curious to see.
Oh, I want to see, yeah.
So you're okay? Did you get the guy's details and all that?
Yeah. We got the guy's details. It wasn't something big. It was very minor. It was just the hit that was a bit scary.
Is there any damage to your car?
Not something big. It's just from the behind. The bumper's like, I don't know what it's called, from behind the back thing. It's just like a bit, like, opened, but it's very, very fine.
All right. Well, you're gonna come in now, are you?
Yeah. So I'll be there in like 15 minutes.
Okay. If you need to take the show off, you can take the show off. It's okay. Rossi can answer the phones all show.
No, I have to come in.
No, don't come in. I'm sorry.
I'm coming in.
All right. Drive safe. You got the same car, right?
Yeah. It's not something big. It's fine. It's totally
okay.
Fine.
All right. Like, okay.
Send us a photo.
Rossi.
Rossi.
I just want to see how bad
Leave
it is.
Leave her alone.
Okay. Bye, Nala. Bye. Drive safely. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
What an eventful Friday morning.
It's like, gosh.
You know when...
Are you accusing her of lying about a car accident?
Just saying that of things happen.
Yeah.
I mean...
Like, you're saying Nala's always got an excuse. I'm calling Eddie now to see why he's not here.
Is he still not here?
Oh, is he? I can't see Eddie here. No. See if he's coming in. This is, are you coming in?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, bye. Okay, bye. It's here. All right, so Eddie's here now. Nala's in the had an accident, but she's okay, which is great.
Saisha's here as well.
Hi. Saisha's just called through. Our first caller of the morning.
Yay,
give her a round of applause. Saisha, hi.
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing all right. What are you doing? On the way to school?
Yes. I'm on the way to school for morning practice.
What are you practicing?
Tennis.
Tennis. Good sport to practice. Are you a future professional?
I don't know. I started after like 2 years.
Yep.
It'd be like 2 years, and I've just started recently.
Well, good on you. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
You are. Say you're a future professional. Believe it. Come on. Say it.
Yeah, I'm a future professional.
There you go. Give her a round of applause.
Yay.
Hold on. Have a good morning. You know what I've realized? Because Rossi now has something to do, and that's answer the phones. He's now wide awake. He's alert. He's contributing to the show.
Yes, look at him.
Do you see him?
Yeah.
He's like, usually at this time, he's like half asleep on his computer. Like,
Checking Everton news.
No, I think it's just Fridays.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, here we go. All right. Well, listen, glad Nala's all right. Eddie's on the way. Us three are good. If you're listening to this, we hope you're having a good Friday, okay? We want you to have a good Friday as well. Eminem, The Monster, your best feel-good hits. They live here on Virgin Radio.
Celebrity news. Now. Pretty Malik's gossip.
Okay, what have you got for us?
Lily Collins and Ashley Park have confirmed that production on season 3 of Emily in Paris has started.
Oh, no.
Can't wait.
Yay.
I love this show so much. So if you didn't know, they already greenlit season 3 and season 4. So they're in Paris, officially there. It's on Netflix. We don't have a release date on season 3 yet. So that's good news.
Let's do Emily and Satwa.
Oh my goodness, that would be fun.
Satwa, yeah.
It'd be like really nice.
That would be nice. This is exciting for football fans. Lionel Messi and Argentina are going to be prepping for the 2022 World Cup with a training camp in Abu Dhabi. They're going to be here.
That is so cool.
So it's a partnership between the Abu Dhabi Sports Council and the Argentina Football Association. But here's the thing. We don't know the arrival date or the training schedule. They haven't released that to the public.
Messi in the UAE.
But just letting you know, at some point before the World Cup, Lionel Messi will be in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, listen, it's going to be busy. It's going to be a busy time. A lot of us, the World Cup, if you haven't heard, Qatar is fully booked. Yeah. They don't have that as many hotels as we do. So everyone's going to be landing in Dubai, staying in the hotels here, getting on these connecting flights, watching the games, and then coming straight back to hang out in the UAE. So get ready for all of it. It's going to be a bit of a party sensation for us here as well.
Sure. Good times.
I was looking at the tickets yesterday. You can get tickets for like 700 dirhams to get into the match.
Where?
Like, you know, that's how much they cost.
Oh, match tickets.
Yeah.
To get into the... Yeah, but you can't get them. It's like raffles. It's very difficult to get a ticket, no?
Well, no, my friends are talking about getting them, so...
From what I understand, it's...
Yeah, I thought it was a raffle.
It's like a raffle, so you have to apply to get them, and then they'll either send you an email back saying, hey, you didn't get them, or you got them.
That's
it's like, it's like the Olympics.
And it's like a lot of the cricket tournaments as well, I think, are like that.
Well, I'm sure I'll get them.
Okay. And...
Good on you. Oh, I wanted to say that, yeah, this is going to be really good for the economy of this country. This is going to be really, really cool. Like, all our local businesses, you know, our malls, we're all going to sort of benefit from this. So, this is a great move, and we're looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. And finally, we have to talk about your favorite, Sarah Jessica Parker. So, for all these years, there has been this fight between Sarah Jessica Parker and Kim Cattrall.
Yep.
From Thingy in the City.
Yep.
Kim Cattrall has said so much over the years about Sarah Jessica Parker. SJP never said a word until now.
Oh, she's finally come out to say something.
She broke down the entire fight, where it started, why they didn't ask him to be a part of And Just Like That. Like, she just went
where
on and on.
Where did she
and on.
Say this?
She said this to The Hollywood Reporter.
Oh my gosh, what a scoop that is.
Yeah, like really, really
So what did she say? What is it?
The fight started in the third Thingy in the City movie, which never happened, because Kim and Warner Brothers couldn't meet in the middle as far as what they wanted.
Okay.
So they decided not to do the movie. And then with all the stuff that Kim has said over the years to Sarah Jessica Parker, they did not ask her specifically to be a part of And Just Like That, which is the reboot. And then finally, she said that we need to stop calling it a cat fight because it doesn't reflect reality. There has only been one person talking this whole time.
Okay, so she's basically okay.
I've got a feeling like Sarah Jessica Parker's the nice one out of this for some reason.
You think so?
No.
Despite, you know, Kim Cattrall is from, she's from the same place as where I'm from.
Yeah.
Her family and stuff. But
Sarah Jessica never speaks about this, like ever.
I mean, that's the best way to do it. Usually not show any sort of, any comments going back and forth because you don't want to get into that type of quote unquote cat fight.
But
at some time, yes, you do need to come out and sort of just to give yourself, like, defend yourself.
Yes, that's exactly what she did in this interview. She says, everyone who's worked with me has never had a problem, except for this one person, and I've never said anything to her publicly or in the press, so let's not call it a cat fight.
Yeah, fair enough. Thank you, pretty Molly. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Emil says, I'm on my way home from working a night shift. I would much rather hear some duvet on this beautiful Friday than any Kim Kardashian story. Thanks, Emil.
They get so much hate.
It's not so much hate. It's because when you talk about something too often, and I'm not talking about you, I'm just saying in general the world, you're always hearing about a Kardashian story because there's so many of them. They are multiplying, right?
I got chills.
They're everywhere. So eventually there is that turnoff factor where you've got to be like, oh gosh, you know, like, let's stop. And I think that's, you know, I'm not saying that. I do still want to talk about the Kardashians occasionally, but I just don't think we need to talk about them every single day, you know. If the story is valid enough, you know, what were your headlines?
So the Met Gala weight loss controversy, she, like, responded to that.
Yep, over that. Don't want to hear that. And the other thing was...
Who texted who first? Who started the relationship?
Like, that's a bad one. Who texted... I mean, even though...
But tell me you don't want to know.
I want to know. I do want to know.
See?
Can I just say, I think he texted her.
Should I tell you?
Just tell me. I just want to know who texted. I don't need the story.
Kim.
Kim texted him.
You're joking.
I'm not joking. So, see, wow. That's why I wanted to do it, because I was like,
imagine actually, Kim just texting you.
Thinking about it, that's true, because he wouldn't have, I don't believe, the confidence to text her first.
See, now you want to know details about the story? I'll tell you. Pete Davidson asked Megan Fox.
No, I don't want to know.
Powered by McDonald's.
So he asked Megan Fox for the number, and Megan
don't
Fox,
wanna know.
Listen,
text me.
Megan Fox said, get out, I'm never giving you Kim's number, as if she wants to talk to you. And then months later, here we are.
She spoke about it, guys. My apologies, Shane. I'm and the boys. I do apologize.
See, you wanted to know. You were curious.
Sorry. Nala's just walked into the studio, and if you haven't been following the show, this morning she had a car accident. She's rocked up late. We called her live on the radio to find out what was going on, and she was crying. Rossi didn't believe that she had a car accident. Rossi's asked for a photo of the vehicle. Nala's come in. The first thing Rossi says was, "Not how you going? Can I see a picture?" Now, okay, Rossi, you've got the picture.
Yeah, go over there and show Chris.
All right. Chris. Nala's now coming over here to show me the car accident that she was involved in. A guy has run up the backside.
Terrible.
I want to see your reaction.
Okay, let's have a look here.
It was big to me. It was so scary, Nala. For our Nala. We forget how young she is.
She's okay.
She's right, a young Nala. Girl.
You're all right.
It's like if your daughter.
I know. It's like
ever,
it's a daughter. Like, I know. When we called her earlier on the radio, and she was
like in tears.
Hello. It sounded like one of my daughters. I was like, oh, that's not an. I mean, let's not call that an accident. He's just tapped you.
It's a fender bender, as
just
they say.
Look, like there's just a little scratch. Actually,
I mean,
I'll
be honest, I can't see a thing.
There's no body damage. It's just a little scratch. Show pretty.
The incident was traumatic.
The youth of these days, you know.
Oh, okay. So that just popped out. So yeah, you can just pop it back
in the day. At the age of 23.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
What model cars? That
people were going to war.
I was in war. You don't use that.
I know.
She was traumatized, guys. First accident.
But that shouldn't traumatize you.
It was early in the morning. Okay. I was listening to music and vibing.
Mm-hmm.
And then out of nowhere.
Just bang.
Yeah, and it was my first ever accident.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no internet or anything.
Did you call the police?
I called. They said do it through an app.
Yeah, the app's the easiest way. When it's minor like that, you just do it through an app.
Yeah, but he could have been like under the influence or something. You know what I mean?
So he said, just do it through an app.
Rossi.
And then my dad came and he did it, and it was all good.
Well, we're glad you're okay. We're glad that you're cool. That's all we care. That's the main thing, is that you're fine.
I've checked the date. It does coincide with the outfits that she's wearing as well on the photographs.
I took the picture right now with the exact same time, so I can prove it to you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Well done. We're glad that you're back here, Nala, and that you're safe and sound.
It's time
to play
the game show within the show.
Let the games begin.
All right, my name's Chris Fade. I'm your host. I've always wanted to be a game show host, and we're here right now. Please welcome our contestants. Contestant number one.
Hi, my name is Preeti, and I need to wash my hair.
Thank you, contestant number one. Contestant number two.
Hi, my name is Nala, and I just got into my first accident today.
Car accident.
Yeah. Car accident.
Did you have a little bang on the way to work?
Contestant number three.
Hi, my name's Big Rossi, and I've got four chins.
Nice.
Thank you, four chins, Rossi. I like the second one. That's my favorite right there.
Yeah.
We're playing a game right now, and it's famous movie theme songs. You have to identify what movie this famous movie theme song comes from.
Okay. Ooh, I'm really bad
hard.
At movies.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Okay.
You guys ready? You write down your answer. You can play along wherever you're listening to this from. Let's get into it. Clip number one. Name the famous movie. You ever heard that before, Nala? Have you ever heard
that
music?
Yeah,
okay, cool.
But I have no idea where it's from.
You feel lucky.
Okay.
Write down your answer.
Can I ask a question?
No answers. No questions. Sorry. I just. How it is.
It's what they call our show sometimes.
Huh?
Horrible. All right. Answers up in 3, 2, and 1. Hold it up.
Tres amigos.
Rango.
The good, the bad, the ugly.
Good, the bad, the ugly is correct. Rossi, you've got it. Well done. It is the good, the bad, the ugly.
Also,
well,
I don't even know if Tres Amigos is a movie. You just said that's what they call us, so yeah. Yeah. I went with it.
You're the good, he's the bad, I'm the ugly.
I'll take that.
That makes me sad.
Rossi on 1, Pretty on 0.
Ahmed.
Oh, sorry, Ahmed's calling in right now. I just saw the name come in. Nala on 0. Here we go. Clip number 2. Good luck. Movie clip number 2.
Oh,
is easy. That's so easy. That's so easy, guys. That's so easy.
I don't know it.
Oh, come on.
Do I know it? Have I seen it? Look at me, Rossi. Have I seen it?
What's that from? Name the movie.
Okay, I've got my answer, Kristen.
Kristen!
Do you like
answers
my
answers?
Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones.
Home Alone.
Back to the Future.
Rossi and I's favorite movie. It is Back to the Future.
What a movie.
What a movie. Hey, Rossi on two, you guys on zero. Welcome to the game show within a show. My name's Chris Fade. I'm your host with the mostest. Movie theme songs. We're up to number three here. Good luck, guys. Answers in, please. You've got 10 seconds.
Ooh. One more play, if you don't mind, sir.
Why are you writing so much?
All right, there we go. Let's hear it.
The Godfather?
Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge.
James Bond.
Pretty Malick, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Godfather. How did you not know that, Rossi?
It's the Godfather.
I haven't seen it.
Are you serious?
When I see you here, just know. Your life is over. I've never seen it.
I've never seen
All right, last one. This is worth 14 billion points.
Wow.
14 billion points, which means it's anybody's
game
right now. Good luck.
Why is it all old?
Because Eddie, get out all the songs.
Do it again.
You really need to hear that again?
Yeah.
Ross has already written down his answer.
Oh, I know. From.
I know that.
Pretty, how do you not know it, man?
What is it from?
Stop shimmering. Pretty's just shimmering. Shimmering her shoulders back and forth.
Shimmying.
Oh! What did I say? Shimmering.
Yeah.
Nala just cheated, so you're both disqualified.
No, she did it.
What's the movie?
Rocky. I've never seen it.
Thingo wins. This guy over here, what's his name?
Fortunes Rossi.
The guy that had the hair transplant.
Me.
British dude, yeah, what's his name? He's on the show with Chris.
Rossi.
Rossi's won it, well done. Giving it away. Give me that
paycheck. The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
La, 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 la.
Powered by RackBank. Download Firefly app and get to gold tier status faster. Visit rackbank.ae/Firefly. Conditions apply.
Yo, Marina, good morning.
Oh my God.
She's on. You're on. You're ready to win the money.
Yes, I am. Yes, me and my son.
Look at you. Oh, you and your son on the way. I'm sure you're doing that school run, right?
Yes, he's 5.
He's 5 years old. And where do you live?
We live in JVC.
JVC. And how is JVC? I'm looking at possibly moving. How's that JVC area?
No, JVT.
Oh, JVT. You're in the triangle, not the circle. It's a great place to teach kids shapes.
Is it, what type of triangle is it? Isosceles
triangle, So you're in the triangle. How is that?
Awesome. Yeah, we love it.
It's nice. Got like a little bit of a family vibe in there. What do you think? I feel like you're lying.
No, it's like a big garden.
Well, that's cute. I like a little big garden feel. Well, let's see. Well, listen, Marina, we have 10 questions, 60 seconds. We got to see how you're going to go here. Are you going to be able to win all that money? If you don't know the answer, pass it. We have enough time. We will come back to it, okay?
Yes, okay.
Good to go?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. What emirate in the UAE begins with the letter S?
Sharjah.
Which Swedish producer had a hit with Wake Me Up?
Pass.
True or false, Kim Kardashian visited Dubai in 2011.
True.
Who is the mother of Apple and Moses Martin?
Mother, pass.
Which Formula One driver was injured in a skiing accident in 2013?
Pass.
Which Kiwi singer had a hit with Royals and Green Light? Kiwi being New Zealander.
Pass.
The Harlem Globetrotters play what sport?
Football.
Say basketball.
Basketball.
Finish the Superman movie. Man of
Steel.
Who is married to Hailey Baldwin?
Hailey Baldwin. Justin Bieber.
The computer operating system Windows is developed by which company? Time's up. Time's up. You've won 500 dirhams. Congratulations. Yeah, you got half of them right, Mama. Well done. Swedish producer that had a hit with Wake Me Up is Avicii. Gwyneth Paltrow, mother of Apple and Moses. Michael Schumacher in that tragic skiing accident. The Kiwi singer, New Zealand singer is Lorde, and Microsoft is on Windows. All right.
Of course, yeah.
you did pretty well. You did pretty well. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All right. We're going to say goodbye to each other now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much.
Lovely talking to you, Marina. There it is. The pop quiz returns Monday morning, 10 past 7, right here on Virgin Radio.
Yep.
Cool. What's wrong with you?
No.
What's wrong? Nothing. Pretty looks.
I'd just like to apologize about those questions. They were pretty terrible. They were horrible.
I mean, Rossi writes
they
these
were
questions.
So sad.
We used to have a guy that actually wrote the questions and he was a good writer. Then I don't know, it's nothing to do with budgets, but Rossi now writes them. And like I do check them before I go on the radio on the show, but
well look at
it.
This is question number 9, ready?
Yeah, I know.
Ready? And thankfully I didn't read it like this, but this is what I have in front of me. Who is married to Hailey Baldwin married to?
Yeah, literally
that's what it says.
And then the skiing accident one wasn't good.
That's sad. Like, that's why I was laughing, because it was such an awkward quiz.
The Kiwi.
It's the New Zealand.
It's rubbish. Sorry.
Well, at least you know when you're rubbish.
Yeah.
That's the best part of
it. I mean, if you pay for the budget Rossi, that's what you get.
That's what you get, right? Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Two men. One voice. The world's greatest cover band. It's... Duvet.
Yeah. Throw your hands in the air.
What?
Duvet's here to show you that we compare to nothing that you ever heard before.
Times a snore, but that's okay. Just ignore the snore.
Rossi, stop. Don't need to do what I do. Have your own style.
Okay.
You're a good singer.
I'll smash it.
So like if I start doing that, you don't have to get on there, you snore like.
Yeah, I'm allowed to rap as well. Why can't I rap?
Hey, you guys, focus.
Okay, you're in your car right now. You're listening to us at home. You're on the gym, wherever you've got us on. I heard that we're on a Giant. We're in the Giant shopping market right now. What up if you've got us on?
Giant.
We are Duvet. We're the world's best cover band. Some of you are going to be hearing us for the first time. Some of you know us. You've bought our albums. You've subscribed to our podcast. You've done it all.
You bought our single.
Our memorabilia that we've put out.
Merch.
We are the world's biggest cover and the best cover band. Ross, you and I used to be budding actors in LA in the 1990s.
Yeah.
And things got tough, so we had to hit the streets. And we started performing on the streets in LA, just on the corner of Sunset and 7th. And we realized that we're a good band. So here we are now, many years later, performing for you. And just know that you're very lucky.
Privileged.
Yeah, privileged to be able to hear this. All right.
What's the song of choice today, boys?
I was at City Walk over last weekend.
Yeah.
And they've got this music festival going on there. And there was a great band. And they sung this song. And I was with Brianna and I put my arms around her. And we were swaying from left to right when this song played. And I said to Brianna at that point, Duvet is going to have to do this. And here we are.
The name of the song is?
You'll know it when it plays. I just want to leave it.
You don't want to say it?
Okay, it's Aisha Outlandish.
I love that song!
Hold on, so you are holding Brianna and singing about another lady.
That's correct.
Okay.
What's that?
Check mic 2, check. Checking on the mic, 3, 2, check.
This song is dedicated to all the Aishas out there.
If you're an Aisha, feel free to call us. 04-871-5544. Secret handshake.
Turn around. Hey. Wow, you've really firmed up.
I have. I've been training. I've been doing Denise Austin's hip, thighs, and buttocks. You know that video? No, Denise Austin. Google her. Here we go.
I'll have a look at Denise Austin.
Duvet.
Come on, come on, come on.
This is you.
Radios out there.
Everybody throw your hands in the air.
That's you.
Hey.
Yeah.
Wow.
Aisha. For my sisters, yeah.
Denise Austin.
Start again.
Sorry.
I don't need you for this song. I can do this on my own. But I'm allowing you to be part of this. Just concentrate.
Well, I just don't. No need for
concentrate.
There's no need for musical differences. I'll say nothing then until like. Let's do some giggling.
Yo, Terrence, tell him.
All your radios out there, the song goes out to you. Yeah, Aisha. Hey. For my sisters, yeah.
Oh, sisters. So sweet, so beautiful.
Yeah.
Every day like a queen on a throne.
He's gone high.
Nobody knows how she feels.
Yeah, come on.
Aisha, lady, one day it be real.
She's doing it.
She moves like a breeze.
Come on.
I swear I can't get her out of my dreams. To have her shining right there by my side.
Shining like a star.
I'd sacrifice all those tears that I hide. Oh, Aisha. Aisha passing me by.
Here she go again.
Aisha, Aisha, my. Oh, yeah. Aisha, Aisha, smile for me now.
Come on, baby, smile.
Hey, Aisha, Aisha, in my life.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
So she holds her child to her heart. What?
What?
Makes me feel like she's blessed from above. Yeah, falls asleep under sweet tears. Yeah, her lullaby fades away from his fears. Oh, Aisha, Aisha, passing me by. Yeah, Aisha, Aisha, my. Yeah. To all my Aishas out there, I want you to remember one thing, that this song is for you, no matter what you're feeling right now.
Yeah.
Even if your name's not Aisha, it could be Latifa, Monisha, Konishka, anything with an R at the end, Amanda, this song's for you.
Come on, throw the pain away for good, and nobody can touch and blame me what's good.
Oh. Yo,
Lord knows the way she feels every day in the day, begins with what gonna say to her, baby?
Yeah, Lord knows.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Lord knows the way she feels.
I wonder.
Every day in his arms begins, to have her shining here by my side.
Right by my side.
Yeah, sacrifice all those tears in my eyes.
Come on, baby.
Aisha, Aisha,
passing me by.
Aisha, Aisha, my. Aisha, Aisha,
my.
Aisha, passing me by. So good. We demolished that, Ross. High five, bro. Well done, mate. Everyone loved that. April, what do you think, April? Tell us. Come on.
You guys have butchered the song. It's so horrible. Oh, my God.
Terrible.
Excuse me.
Does that mean you liked it a little bit?
Nope, not one bit. It was horrendous. Horrendous. I just wanted you guys to stop. I really wanted Pretty to stop y'all in between.
I was too busy laughing.
Excuse me. We did a great version of Aisha. It was great.
Aisha.
We did a great version of Aisha.
Aisha!
Well, I don't care what April thinks. What is an this is an Aisha on the phone.
Ooh.
So we have a real life Aisha. We found one. Aisha.
Hello. Hi, Chris.
Now, this is a song that you would know. You would have heard it 1,000 times. People would sing it to you. What are your thoughts on Duvet's performance, Aisha?
Perfect. Excellent. I'm telling you guys, you've made my day.
Thank you. Take that, April.
Aisha.
Relax. Always so angry. You have to learn to take criticism.
Well, how can you critique a perfect performance, though?
Just the way April did.
If it's worth talking about,
Hollywood status,
she's talking about it. Pretty Malik's gossip.
Justin Bieber wanting to get played on the show right now. We're going to do him right after this. Gossip, Pretty Malik.
Yesterday, Liam Payne was trashing his One Direction friends and brothers.
Today, he's apologizing?
Yep, 100%. Yep. He said, sorry, Zayn is my brother and I will stand by him forever.
Oh, gosh.
Yep. LeBron James is officially a billionaire. Forbes has put his net worth at $1 billion, making him the first active NBA player ever to make the billionaires list. Back in 2014, pretty cool, he told GQ magazine that becoming a billionaire will be his biggest milestone, and now he's finally done it. Michael Jordan is the only other NBA player to crack the $1 billion threshold, but he did it 10 years after he retired. So,
what's my jersey? What am I wearing today?
The LeBron James.
I got LeBron James on the chest, and I tell you, I love this guy. And then when I got to just spend a little bit of time with him when he was in Dubai a few weeks ago, I went from liking him to adoring him. He was a gentleman and such a nice guy.
And you shook $1 billion hand.
Well, as I was shaking his hand, I actually, in my back of my head, I'm like, I'm shaking the hand of a great here. Like, you know, I feel blessed because I shook Kobe Bryant's hand. I shook LeBron's hand.
Yeah.
I just need Michael Jordan.
Oh.
I just need Michael
Jordan.
One day.
Manifest.
Manifest.
I'm sure there's someone called Michael Jordan who's listening.
Awesome. Finally, Pretty Malik, Amber Heard's lawyer has spoken out.
Yep. Elaine Charles Bredhoff sat down with NBC to talk about the case. Now, the jury decided that Amber would have to pay Johnny about $10 million and Johnny would have to pay her $2 million. She was asked if social media had a part to play in the jury's decision.
All right.
Do you think that had an effect on the case?
Absolutely.
You think jurors were aware of it? They weren't supposed to be. They're admonished every single day. Don't look at it. Do you think they did see it?
How can you not? They went home every night. They have families. The families are on social media. We had a 10-day break in the middle because of the judicial conference. There's no way they couldn't have been influenced by it. I was against cameras in the courtroom, and I went on record with that and had argued against it because of the sensitive nature of this. But it made it a zoo.
Does your client want to appeal?
Oh, absolutely. And she has some excellent grounds for it.
Is she able to pay a $10.4 million judgment?
Oh, no. Absolutely not.
Wow. Man, she's going to appeal that. Listen, no matter what happens, I mean, if you're Team Depp or Team Heard, as I said yesterday, I feel sorry for somewhat Amber. I'm on Depp's side, to tell you the truth. But, like, I want Amber Heard to be okay. This is a huge thing for a young woman to go through.
For
any individual, be it famous or not famous. Like, she has a lot of people, a lot of scrutiny. You know, there'll be people on social media. So I want her to be okay as well.
You know
what I mean?
Yeah.
She's
a human.
Cameras in the courtroom and all that. Ah, oh, man, not good. Not cool at all. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Pretty Malik, Big Rossi, hanging out with you. All right, so Amber Heard has now gone viral on TikTok for a game.
Oh, I know what this is. Okay, you must have seen this come up. You hear Amber Heard say, my dog stepped on a bee.
My dog stepped on a bee?
Yep.
It was part of her testimony during the case.
My dog stepped on a bee?
Yeah, she was telling a story. Anyways, it's turned into this viral challenge where you have to... So Amber says that, my dog stepped on a bee.
Okay.
And then after that, you have to continue rhyming.
Mm.
Say statements and the word has to rhyme with bee. And you just have to keep going.
But that means everyone will... It will always be like C, B.
Yes, always. Oh. That's the game.
Rossi definitely has written down a bunch of words. You're so good like that.
No.
Okay.
Order. Everyone gets it. You got to rhyme with B.
Pretty Rossi me. We've got to keep going around. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
But, if there's a break of how long you're out, is
2 seconds?
We'll call you out. Okay.
Cool. All right. Ready to see who lasts here. You can try this at the office. Okay. Try it with your kids. Try it at home. It's the Amber Heard TikTok viral game.
And does it have to sort of make sense in a story as well?
No.
No. Okay.
It's just statements.
Okay.
Dog stepped on a bee.
I think I found my key.
And that's really funny.
Oh, I got lost at sea.
And then I went OMG.
Are you looking at me?
Do you think that was free? She's out.
Yes.
I'm too afraid I'm going to say something bad.
Yes, I understand that.
I
felt the same. I was going to use some type of profanity for some reason. I don't know why.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't know.
All right, Rossi.
Okay. Play it again.
You and me. Ready?
Okay.
Play it.
My dog stepped on a bee.
And it was covered in honey.
Did you ever get stuck in that tree?
Who, me?
Of course you didn't, because you're so masculine.
No.
I think you've won the game.
Okay, one more time.
It's atrocious.
Okay, hold on. One more time. Eddie and Nala, you're playing as well with us, all right?
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
This is going to go horrible.
So the order is...
Okay, Pretty, Rossi, me.
Yeah.
Eddie Nala.
Okay.
Pretty, Rossi, me, Eddie Nala.
Okay, it's like a
song. Amber Heard TikTok song.
Okay.
Game. Ready?
My dog stepped on a bee.
Do you like my tea?
It's the Queen's Jubilee.
Oh, we should be definitely singing.
No.
No.
Hashtag real.
Oh, you're out. Okay. Pretty, Rossi.
No, I'm back in.
No, you're out.
All right, go back to Pretty.
Okay. My dog stepped on a bee.
I can finally see.
Everything that's free.
That's hold on. You just used two words that have been said, sea and free. It's been said. That's why I tried to get it.
No, you said sea as the ocean. I said sea as an eyes.
No one's ever said free.
Eddie.
Oh, my God.
I just bumped my knee.
Yeah. Too bad I'm ugly. Let's go for a ski.
In the deep open sea.
My hand feels so softy.
No.
Softy. No, Eddie, you're out. And let's see as well, Rossi. That should have been out, but no. It's Pretty, Rossi, Nala, and we are...
Oh, my dog stepped on a bee.
Was it a bumblebee?
No, you can't use bumblebee. She's out. Rossi and Nala. Let's see how this ends. Here we go. Good luck. Rossi, you go first.
My dog stepped on a bee.
And then it landed in my cup of tea.
Ugh, it's so nasty.
Wow.
Game over. Bettina has caught through. Bettina, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday, everybody.
What a Friday. Yes, tell me.
Yeah, every morning at the office, I listen to your show, and I have so much fun. But today in the morning, Rossi's hee-hee-hee in the last B game made me fall off my chair. I was laughing for minutes, and I think... I'm he's so funny, and I think, Rossi, you should have your own show. Maybe not Dubai... But go to England. Go back to England and have your own show. Really. And I would listen to you also.
Yeah, he tried, but he got fired.
No one wants me there. No one wants me.
He was on Radio in England and then he got fired. That's what happened. I wish he had his own show.
Yeah.
Rossi, come to Germany. Germany wants you.
Yeah. Aww, love Germans. Thank you so much.
He speaks German, actually, fluently.
Meine Lieblings sind Hobby ist Federball.
Okay, ich liebe dich.
She loves me.
I want Rossi to have his own show.
Yeah.
Now. Get out of here.
I'm
go.
Going.
It's Virgin. Go. Ladies and gentlemen, Rossi, Pretty, I promised you one of the biggest interviews in the world right now.
I don't know.
Nowhere can you turn without seeing these two go up against each other, unfortunately, in one of the biggest divorce cases of our time. We're talking Johnny Depp and Amber Heard on with us right now, exclusively. The one, the only, Johnny Depp. Hello.
What? Hello there. How's it going, my friends?
Johnny, thanks for taking the time. I know it's been very, very, harder for you of late. How are things right now? How are you feeling?
I should say, I'm burning right now.
You're burning?
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
really hot.
I can understand. Are you pretty, Rossi? Johnny Depp with us. Do you guys want to say anything?
Johnny, you sound a little different.
Yeah, I might be, maybe because the situation is changing everything in my life, and I might have some physical changes as well, like my voice.
Yeah, it's sounded, Chris?
All right, okay, I'll let you in.
I could tell from the start. I could tell.
You could not.
I could tell.
You could not.
He looks exactly like Johnny Depp.
I have the world's best Johnny Depp impersonator on with us right now. Thank you for joining us all the way from Mexico.
Thank you very much, guys. I really appreciate it. I'm happy. Estoy feliz.
Mate.
Like we say in Spanish.
I can tell you, you came up on my timeline on my reels. Johnny Depp Mexicano is the Instagram post.
Mm.
And
I really thought it was Johnny Depp. Like, I said, this is too close. This is too real to be not Johnny. You're a spitting image, man. Honestly, you really are. How long have you been playing Johnny Depp?
Like, really strong for about a year now. I started out in TikTok, and it went well. So I already have almost 500,000 fans over there. Here in Mexico, it's like crazy. Everyone wants me in their places and have some fun with me, take some pictures and videos as well.
And when was it that you knew, how long ago did you know that you could actually look like Johnny Depp?
Well, actually, I thought I was closer. I looked after my father, but the people kept saying that you look like Johnny Depp. And I said, really? My mom says, like, I look after my father. So that's the way everything started. And just many more people came to, you know, say the same thing. So I tried it out, and this is what happened.
Wow. It looks spot on, and you'll be able to see this on our socials very soon, just so you can see that resemblance. Obviously, when you're flying, or if you're walking the streets, are people really stopping you, thinking that you are really Johnny Depp?
Every single moment, they ask for me, and they say, when I start speaking Spanish, they say, "Oh, well, I didn't know you speak Spanish so well."
So are you in like full Johnny Depp gear every single day?
Well, since a couple of months, I had to do it because every day I have to accomplish something different, like interviews in national TV.
Wow.
To do my TikTok lives. So when I have to go, even when I have to go to buy some tortillas, I have to go like this because I tried, trust me, I tried to not be Johnny Depp.
When someone does come up to you and actually says, like, "Hey, Johnny, can I get a photo?" Do you tell them that you're not Johnny Depp, or do you just allow them to feel the joy of actually probably meeting Johnny?
Whatever they want. Sometimes I try, they don't really care.
Is Johnny Depp aware of your presence? Does he know you, or has he ever come across any of your videos, do you think?
I'm pretty sure he might know by now, because one of my best friends, he actually knows Johnny Depp.
No way.
His friend. Yeah, they played together. Mm.
Well, we want to say thank you for taking out the time. I know you're in Mexico right now, and I know you're busy, man. He's doing a lot of TV across the country as well. Go and follow him on Instagram. It's Johnny Depp Mexicano. Johnny Depp Mexicano. Unbelievable, brother, and good luck with everything that you're doing, okay?
Thank you, my friends. I really appreciate your time, and thank you for having me right here.
So we just worked out that Pretty Malik hasn't watched the Top Gun, the original Top Gun. You have not watched that. What is going on, Pretty?
I promise you, in the last month, I have really tried my best to watch it, and for some reason, within the first 10 minutes, I am asleep. And I don't know
why. How dare you say that about Tom Cruise?
I know, and I know it's an amazing movie. And I know I would love it because it's like cheesy 80s.
It's so good. I mean, Brianna was the same, hadn't watched it. Now on Netflix or OSM Plus, one of the platforms.
OSM Plus.
It's on. It's the trending. It's like now gone up, the original.
Yeah.
But you haven't even seen the Rocky movies. How have you not seen Sylvester Stallone in Rocky?
I don't know.
It's like iconic.
I know.
Like, so many movies relate to that, you know what I mean?
Sylvia, you're like Pretty. You haven't watched the original Top Gun.
See?
Yes, I haven't. And there are two more movies which I haven't, and that's the James Bond series.
Same.
And Fast and Furious.
Okay. Well, you're not missing out on Fast and Furious. You don't need to watch that.
Oh, the fans of Fast and Furious.
Thank you.
All right.
James Bond. No, you got to watch James. Pretty, you got to watch James Bond.
I haven't seen.
Kevin, what is going on?
I realized it. Top Gun came out in 1986. I was born in 1986.
Doesn't matter. So, like, I was 5 years old. Rossi was 22. Like, we've seen it. Do you know?
Yeah.
Muhammad, what haven't you seen? What movies have you not seen?
Star Trek and Star Wars.
Haven't seen them.
Star Trek or Star Wars. Wow. Okay. That's I'm not a Star Trek fan, but I am definitely a Star Wars fan, especially the OG ones. Dude, spend some time and watch the original Star Wars. Okay?
I'll definitely give it a try.
Do it. Honestly, do it.
There's a way you've got to watch them as well, I think.
In the right order. You haven't seen Star Wars?
The first movie I ever saw in a movie theater was a Star Wars movie. Do not remember what it is.
Wow. Okay, Tarun, you have not watched what?
Karate Kid and Titanic.
Oh, two great movies.
Karate Kid up there, yeah.
Karate Kid and Titanic, it. Man, go and watch it.
Never
They're
seen
so good.
Titanic, actually. Never seen it.
You've never seen Titanic?
No.
Are you serious?
Come on.
Never seen it.
Dude.
You gotta watch Titanic.
Ella, what haven't you watched?
I think I'm about to ruin everybody's Friday, but I've never seen The Lion King.
What? Nala.
Ella, I haven't seen The Lion King either, though. I've never watched it. I've seen a little bit here and there when the kids were watching it. I've never sat down.
Lion King is epic. You gotta watch it.
Nope. I know the song. Can you feel the love tonight? I just... Ella... Let's make a pact that you and I watch it in the next 30 days.
We're probably the only two people in the world that haven't.
That's possibly. So many more movies. Jessica, what haven't you watched?
I haven't seen Good Will Hunting.
Good Will Hunting. That's
good
a good
movie.
One. Matt
I've
Damon.
Seen it.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Matt Damon.
That's a good one.
Pretty. Just for the soundtrack of Rocky, go and watch it. Rocky and Top Gun this weekend. You must.
There's got three it. Rocky movies.
Ross, no, there's not three. There's more.
There's like, 28.
There's five. Too many. And then there's two Creeds.
There's new one with Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, watch that.
Creed 1 and 2.
Do you remember this song? Oh, this is in the 90s when Rossi and I were living in LA. This was our alarm clock.
Yeah.
Remember that?
We used to get up to this and face the day, didn't we? Come on, Chris.
Vince DiCola.
We're going to be famous, Chris. We can do it.
We are going to have lots of money one day, Rossi.
You are, maybe not me. Let's go.
Come on.
Push-ups.
Look at that. Oof. Da, 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 da.
Come on, Chris.
I will go out there. I'm going to kill him.
Chris.
It's not about how much weight you put in.
Chris,
it's more about how you feel.
Push-ups. Come
it's
on.
Not how hard you hit. It's what you do when you get it.
Yes. Whoa. Come on. Hey, let's get on the streets of LA. Let's make some money.
Shirts off, Rossi. Shirts off.
No, thank you. People are looking. Come on.
Have you got the Walkman?
Yes. I've got the lino for the breakdancing. Duvet are going to hit the streets of Sunshine Boulevard.
Sunset. Pretty, promise us.
No.
You'll watch Rocky and Top Gun this weekend.
No, that's way too many movies.
Just watch the original Rocky and then watch... Have you watched Rambo?
No.
Get out of here.
Oh, my God.
I just noticed you're wearing a purple sweater that says, what does it say?
I don't even know.
No, where'd you get that from, you know?
Urban Outfitters.
Ah, my girls love that place.
Honestly, I walked in there and I nearly wanted to cry.
Why?
Because I just saw my early teenage years flash before my eyes. It was literally, it's exactly the same clothes, bags, accessories that I wore.
Yeah, my girls, they walked in, hey, Dally, can we go? And I walked in and, you know, there's no in-between, I realized, with my girls are 12 and 10. They're getting on, 12 and 10, but if you can imagine, 15 and 18. Like, that's sort of where we're at right now. And there's no in-between clothing. Like, there's either, they wear it really baggy, like Billie Eilish.
Yes.
Right? Or skin tight, everything. I'm like... So they would walk out of the change room, and I approve everything. I have to approve everything.
Of course.
At that age.
Yeah.
Walks out, looks like, you know, should be on an NBA basketball team. Oversized jerseys.
That's great. That's what you want.
Yeah, but also, like, no. Like, we go places. I want to look like you're my children. I want you to look presentable, right?
But that's the fashion.
Yeah, no, but, so like, said, at your age, at their age, when you were... Their age.
No, I still.
You will have worn tracksuits.
Mum was still dressing me up at the age of 15.
Actually, she still does.
Still does it now.
Tracksuits.
But then they both walk out in these little skimpy little singlets, like little, you know. And I'm like, no. And they try to hide it. They're super cool. So what they do, these shirts that they put on, it's a midriff basically. So it shows
crop tops.
It shows your whole stomach area, right? What they do, they're so smart. But I'm onto it. I'm smarter, kids. They pull their jeans up, pull the shirt down, right? So there's only about, you know, a couple of centimeters of it showing. I go, put your hands up, and they want to, no, and they're like. Why would... It's not like we're going to walk around with our hands up, Dad.
Good like, point.
I don't care. Put your hands up. Hands go up. Jeans drop. Shirt comes up. Put it back. Virgin Radio 104.4, The Chris Fade Show. That is it for us.
Another week. Listen, slow week. I think May was the slowest month of the year, man.
I just feel like this last week was so excruciating.
I don't know why.
When you get to Thursday, that's the problem.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah.
Rossi's still on that Sunday to Thursday feel, aren't you?
Yeah. Thursday should be a Friday. That's what it feels like. Well, there's talk, you know, about 4-day
weeks. Oh, gosh, you need to stop with this.
I don't know who you spoke to, but Rossi spoke, within his link of people, he's like saying, I think they're going to do a 4-day week.
Yeah, they are.
Good luck. You see, there they are. Okay, yeah. Let's see.
I
will, if it happens, on the radio, say, Rossi, you called it, and I didn't believe you.
Okay.
All right, I will do that.
Deal.
Deal. Listen, have a great, safe weekend. No matter what you do, don't forget we're back on Monday morning. What's in the box returns. 30,000 dirhams cash could be yours, all right? You don't want to miss it. We'll give you the first clue from 8 a.m. Everyone have a safe, beautiful weekend, all right?
Yeah.
From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.